You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, the Dodgers this offseason have two primary concerns, and that's the free agency of closer Kenley Jansen and third baseman Justin Turner, who is a key part of their offense. Now, they've extended qualifying offers to both. They don't really have replacements at the ready coming up through the system or already on the club. In Turner, you have a more difficult player to replace because the free agent market at third baseman is almost nil. Meanwhile, with Jansen, you have Aroldis Chapman out there in the free agent market, and Melanson's also out there. So if you were to try to replace him with another closer, that would be acceptable. Jansen also may find his market maybe a little more suppressed because of the competition than Turner. So Turner, the bidding on Turner probably would be higher perhaps than on Jansen, so the Dodgers have to keep that in mind. There's also the question about whether the Dodgers even want to spend multi-millions for a closer. They've been able to patchwork their bullpen together by not paying big money, and they may believe that they can continue to do that. On the other hand, they also perhaps are going to lose free agent Joe Blanton, who is the setup man, said Jansen. So you really could see them losing their eighth and ninth inning pitcher through free agency unless they're able to keep one or both. So those would be the primary players that they have to deal with. And, of course, the players have to decide whether they're going to accept the qualifying offer. Neither is expected to, but you never know. And last year, Brett Anderson accepted his, and that was a surprise to the team. And it also cost him because he blew out his back and really didn't pitch very much. So those would be the two primary elements that the Dodgers have to concern themselves about. They also have injuries with pitchers returning. Ryu, McCarthy, Kazmir, they just don't know the health of those pitchers. And, of course, pitching is always an issue during the offseason for every club. The Dodgers maybe more so than others because of the way their rotation was decimated with injuries, even if you assume that Clayton Kershaw is healthy based on his postseason efforts.
You know, the Giants did well to qualify for the postseason, you know, making a wild card game and winning the wild card game and pushing the Cubs, if not to the limit, more close to it. They were just a few three outs away from forcing a game five in the division series against the eventual World Series champions. So the Giants can hold their heads high, so to speak, throughout the offseason and come back next season refreshed and knowing that, you know, they never rebuild, they just reload. And what they would need to reload with this offseason is maybe some corner outfield help, particularly in left field, and obviously strengthening the bullpen. The Giants have plenty of interest, I think, in the big, you know, trying to get a big-time closer. They know it will cost them a pretty penny. You know, Mark Melanson, of course, is on the market. His name's been mentioned. I don't foresee the Giants entering the Aroldis Chapman market, but, of course, I think they'll talk about him. I think they'll talk about him a lot, but I think they'll probably go after Kenley Jansen also because that would accomplish two things, strengthen themselves and weaken their primary rival, the Dodgers, in the NL West. So there's a couple of options there for San Francisco. They're not going to obviously go back to Sergio Romo or Santiago Garcia, who are free agents and will probably be allowed to, you know, slip out of town. But they would, if they can get a big time closer, legitimate closer, all the other roles will fall into place for them in the bullpen.
The Diamondbacks will hire Red Sox bench coach Torey Lovello as their manager. An announcement is expected at some point in the next several days. Word began to leak today as the Diamondbacks let other candidates for the job know that they were not going to get it. One of the finalists was Phil Nevin, their AAA Reno manager. It came down to, it appears, between he and Torrey Lovello, and Lovello had a deeper background with general manager Mike Hazen, which certainly probably helped his case a little bit. In addition, Lovello has 7 weeks managing experience in the big leagues, having filled in for John Farrell towards the end of the 2015 season while Farrell underwent cancer treatment. Lovello was widely respected throughout the game. He has a lot of experience as a minor league manager. He's been a bench coach for Farrell in Boston the past four seasons, and he was also on Farrell's staff with the Toronto Blue Jays when Farrell was the manager there. So he's a guy that's been very well thought of and certainly somebody that was looked at as a front runner from the very start for the Diamondbacks job, given his background and also given his history with general manager Mike Hazen.
So the Padres enter the offseason with one of the youngest rosters in baseball, if you take away the six free agents they've lost. Right now, the oldest player on their 40-man roster is Brett Wallace, who just turned 30, and he's a non-tender candidate. And other than him, everyone else is in their 20s. So the Padres have some work to do in one sense, just to bring a couple veterans on board. I know the one key loss that they'll be seeing on offense will be John Jay. They would like to bring him back, or potentially a player like him back. He provides a veteran presence in the outfield. The young outfielders, they have four of them right now, Travis Jankowski, Alex Dickerson, Manny Margot, and Hunter Renfro. They all kind of looked up to him as a coach, kind of a de facto outfield coach. And it wasn't just them, it was kind of the whole team. But I think John Jay's real value comes from his ability to do whatever the team asks. His splits are even from both sides of the plate. He can play left, center, and right. So the Padres would like to bring him back. He has been injury prone in the past. If they can't bring him back, if some team offers him a deal that's a little higher than what the Padres offer, if they can't bring him back, I think the Padres are confident with what they have in the outfield. I do think they would still like to add some, maybe a veteran presence as a backup infielder of some sort. One of the questions they have in the infield is who's going to play at shortstop. Last year they claimed, they traded for Luis Sardinas, who was solid with the Padres, but it was in about 100 at-bats. He had struggled with Seattle. He had struggled with a couple other teams before that. Granted, he's only 23 years old. A lot of people projected him as a high prospect, but he hasn't done it at the major league level yet, and I'm not sure the Padres feel he's ready for the workload of a 150-game season. So in that regard, they're looking for a shortstop. They're looking for starting pitching. When I talk about John Jay, the outfield is probably one of their positions of strength going into the offseason. They would just kind of like to bring him back as a reinforcement and as a guy that they know will work in that clubhouse. Shortstop is their biggest probably offensive hole right now. But pretty much around the diamond, I'm not sure a single player has a spot locked up other than Will Myers.
Well, Major League sources have confirmed that the Colorado Rockies have hired Bud Black as the sixth manager in their history on Sunday night. This is something that there were a lot of people out there that thought this was the right move for the Rockies. Bud Black managed nine seasons in the National League West with the Padres. Of course, he was on the other side of that classic 2007 wild card tiebreaker game that the Rockies won 8-7 in 13 innings. And who knows if he thought that Matt Holliday's hand actually reached home plate that night. But he will be running the Rockies now. And like I say, he's familiar with the National League West, and he's familiar with pitching, which, as you know, has been the bane of the Rockies' existence throughout their time as a franchise from when they entered the league in 1993 and moved into Coors Field in 1995. So having managed enough games there, he knows some of the uniqueness of the park. He also inherits two really good pitching coaches. Darren Holmes is the bullpen coach. Steve Foster is the pitching coach, and they are the type that not only know pitching from having done it in their careers like Black did, but also they understand some of the new science that goes into it and new coaching methods. So it should be a very good learning atmosphere. Black replaces Walt Weiss, who decided to leave after last season. He had managed for 4 years. I think the biggest thing was he was not hired by the current general manager, Jeff Breidich, and Breidich wanted someone on the same page, and Walt Weiss also wanted a brand new start. team was headed in the right direction, though. I mean, they have a lot of young, good offensive players. They've had this past season the best starting rotation, really, since the 2010 season, which was their best rotation ever. They do need to work on the bullpen, get that shored up, but there are a lot of good things here. With Weiss managing this team, they went to some of the more modern thinking. You saw the defensive shifts and some of the thoughts offensively, and I don't expect any of that to change. What they're looking for is obviously a good relationship between the general manager and the manager, and just to continue building on the young roster that they have.